Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, the author of several books. The most recent one that's just getting ready to launch is Launch Your Platform, How to Build Your Story Brand Online as a writer, coach, or speaker. And depending on when you're listening, this book is book number 2 in the Your Message Matters series. And currently, while we're waiting for that book to release, we are doing a book club on book number 1, Discover Your Message. Now, the Discover Your Message book is a 14-day guide to uncover your calling and find your niche as a writer, coach, or speaker. And if you're just catching us right now on this particular podcast, I'd encourage you to go all the way back to chapter 1. And even better is to grab the book or the workbook wherever books are sold. So you can actually go to Platform Growth Books, platformgrowthbooks.com, and that will show you all the different locations where you can grab a copy of the book, whether that's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and anywhere else. So today, we're going to dive into day 12. I started last episode talking about once you have your message, that in order to have a successful business online as a writer, coach, speaker, teacher, you need to pull 3 levers. Now, it can often feel intimidating because there's so many things we could be doing. Jonathan, should I be on TikTok? Jonathan, Instagram? Or how do I do LinkedIn? Should I blog or podcast or do YouTube videos? It's just never ending. But the truth is, you really only need to pull 3 levers. Last episode, we talked about awareness. Now, awareness is finding something that fits you and it's something your audience consumes. We gave the example of if I was a kettlebell fitness expert, I wouldn't want to start a podcast. I just don't see how that is going to be helpful. Where are people going to learn more about kettlebell fitness? We could argue they're either Googling, so that would be blog post, or probably the most likely, they're going to YouTube. So it makes sense for you to do a YouTube channel where you could show the different exercises you're doing in your kettlebell fitness routines, right? So now today, we're talking about engagement. And one of the things that is extremely important and I think is not talked about enough is building an email list. I think there's so many people who overemphasize followers on social media. And that's short-sighted because we know for a fact that at any time, any of these social media platforms can just decide to turn off your account. And poof, in an instant, all of your influence goes away. See, I was fortunate that I had a mentor very early on, back in 2010, when I was just about a year into my online business, who told me this, and I've never forgot it. Jonathan, with a business online, there's only 2 things you can take with you to the grave. Number 1, your reputation. That's how you treat people. And number 2, your email list. And that was such profound advice because regardless of what happens to me on social media, regardless if my blog website goes down, if my host decides to take down my website, or let's say my podcast is no longer around, or my YouTube channel, I've accidentally violated a term and condition I didn't know about and they turned off my account, I can still survive as an online business owner because I have an email list. That, my friend, is so important. So that's what we're going to talk about in chapter number 12. In fact, it's not just that you have complete control over your email list, but did you know that for every $1 spent on email marketing, the average return on investment's $42? So in other words, if you could go up to an ATM machine and put in a dollar and it spit back out to you $42, how many times would you want to do that? As many times as possible. Makes sense. But yet so many people focus on followers. Now, I'm all for social media, but I see it as an awareness tool that I can leverage to get them on an email list where the engagement happens. That's where the relationship is. And in that relationship is where the sales are. Super important that you understand the value of an email list. So let me give you a couple of reasons why I absolutely still think email list is king. Reason number one is personal connection. Building an email list allows you to connect with your audience on a deeper level. Personally, I believe that because showing up in their inbox is a very intimate thing. It is what friends do. It's how you go back and forth in a conversation amongst friends and family members. Obviously, you could also argue that's in phone text, but email is still a primary method of personal connection. Reason number two, you have control over your message. Just like I mentioned earlier, social media platforms can be unpredictable. Algorithms change, platforms change their features, and it just makes it an increasing challenge to remain visible and active. But an email list gives you that control. Number three, increase sales and boost revenue. When you're able to control and direct traffic, that's where your sales come from. I could put up a sales page today, and when I get it done, I can send an email to my list and get sales that day. That is the power of an email list. Reason number four, you strengthen credibility. Now, you're able, if you do it right, to constantly send valuable, informative content. And you should not always be selling in your list, but you should also be giving away your best stuff. I give away my lead magnets, my workbooks. I've given away my books in my email list for free because of that credibility factor. I want people to associate my name in their email inbox and value. There might be something he has for me today. Reason number five, it builds a community. So an email list allows you to create that circle of dedicated fans and supporters. Now, here's the good news with an email list. You can connect building an email list with all the different awareness tools we talked about last week on the last episode. For example, I build my email list with blogging. Now, the best way I do this is I have a call box that is about 25% into my blog post, and it invites them to opt in to a video or get a free book or grab this lead magnet. I also put that same call box that gives them some free bonus value at the very bottom of my blog post, because when they get to the bottom of reading it, they're looking for what to do next. And what I want them to do is get on my email list and get something valuable in return. I also do it with podcasting. You'll hear me lots of times on this podcast say, hey, if you want a free book, go to yourmessagemattersbook.com. By the way, you can still do that for my first book called Your Message Matters. And I'll use those calls to action. I also have told people I have a complete business, online business training video. It's 60-minute training. It shows exactly what I do and what I teach in my high-tier program. And you can go to freetrainingvideo.net to go opt in and watch the training. Those are calls to action that I do on my podcast. I do the same thing with building my email list with YouTube. I will be maybe 25% into the video and I'll say, hey, down in the description, you can get access to this thing, whatever it is I'm talking about. This workbook, this lead magnet, whatever. So it's important to realize that there are lots of ways that we can connect the awareness tool that we're using along with engagement which is capturing that audience. Because we ultimately want to have traffic we own and traffic we can control, because that is the lifeblood of any online business. All right, so what are some key takeaways today? Email list allows you to communicate directly with your audience, maintaining control of your message, and fostering personal connections. Building an email list boosts sales and strengthens your credibility as an author, coach, or speaker. Utilize lead magnets and strategic calls to action to encourage people to sign up across all your different platforms, whether you blog or podcast or do YouTube videos or even on social media. And then regularly produce valuable content that resonates with your audience and continually promotes your email list. All right, so that is it for this episode. Next week, I'm going to talk about the third lever. So we have the awareness lever. That's how people find out about us. We have the engagement lever, which we've talked about today. And that's where you build the relationship and you make the potential to make sales. And then chapter 13, we'll talk about the third one. I'll just leave it at that. Hey, are you enjoying this? I hope that you are. And I hope this has been a help to you as you go through and read the Discover Your Message book. If you do not have the book, the Kindle version is now available completely free. You can go to Amazon, type in Discover Your Message, or my name, Jonathan Milligan, and you could download the Kindle book for free. But like some people, they want to have the book in hand. They want to highlight, they want to underline. You can go grab a copy of the book as well. And we also have a companion workbook. So again, you can go to Amazon, type in Discover Your Message workbook, and you'll find the workbook there. And it is a bigger book so that you can write in it. It's got exercises to help you apply everything that we've talked about during this book club series. All right. So again, let us know if you're enjoying this book club series. And would you take a moment and like, review, share our show? It would mean the world to us. And until next time, never forget, your message matters.